and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We're studying in the book of Ephesians, and we're in chapter 5. Now, last time we read verse 14, it says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Well, the Lord speaks to us, and we talked about that last time, how he speaks to us in that still, small voice. He speaks to us through his word. The Holy Spirit imparts truths to us, not only to the saved people, but to unsaved people, letting them know how to be saved. We hear God through his word, and that is the scriptures. And there are verses that say the scriptures speak, and we read this last time. Romans chapter 4 and verse 3 says, "For what saith," in other words, the scripture speaking here, "for what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness." Abraham believed God, and that's what the scripture says. So we believe God, and it's counted to us for righteousness, and we believe God in how to be saved and how to live the Christian life. The word of God has a voice. The voice of Scripture has God as its voice. The voice calls us to believe, and when we do, we will not be ashamed of what we hear. Romans 10:11 says, "For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." That means we're not ashamed to tell other individuals about Jesus Christ. Before a person comes to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, it means that person has no faith in the Lord to save. After the Word of God, that's the Scripture, is presented, faith is given by God, enabling the person to believe. Salvation is all of faith, and is of faith, and salvation by faith is all of God. He gives faith through the Scriptures freely, just as he gives salvation through Christ freely. Faith and salvation is all of God. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing," and what? "And hearing by the word of God." See, after a person believes God through the faith received from God through his word and receives Christ as Savior, that person can continue to grow in faith, enabling him or her to believe God for great things throughout their life. God speaks through the Bible, and people get saved. God speaks through the Bible, and people grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 3, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, it says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." That's not a request. That's a command of God. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever and ever. Amen. We're bringing honor and glory to God when we're studying his word. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2 says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." Many saved people do not hear the voice of God because they've tuned him out. In other words, they're dull of hearing. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 11 says this, "Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing." We need to listen to God. We need to pay attention to what God says to us. It's through his word. It's not through some mumbo jumbo. It's not something that we have to go around wringing our hands and begging God for. We get into his word, and he speaks to our hearts. When we are not dull of hearing and do listen to God, we heed his warnings, as we have read of these warnings in Ephesians chapter 5. We need to listen to God. Now, we've read in Ephesians chapter 5 how saved people are to stay away from, they're to avoid the vices that the unsaved are known for. We are to avoid all appearances of evil according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 22. And there are those saved people who today go contrary to the Word of God in their definition of sin. See, some would say sin is simply doing something that makes you feel bad, or that sin is what you do before you get saved. Well, you cannot sin once you are saved, they say. The excuses for sinning goes on and on for those who refuse to listen to what God says. Well, God says sin is the opposite of good. Sin is doing things that God says is wrong. See, some saved people ignore the precepts of God and continue on or start again living as the unsaved. How is that? In sin. And this is why I believe God says, "Awake, thou that sleepest." And I believe this is an exhortation for Christians, saved people, to avoid the vices of the heathen, the unsaved around them, to stay alert. Don't be contaminated. Keep away from the wrong. Do not speak of those things that can cause loss of fellowship with the Lord. Christ says to be saved, open your eyes, wake up, get up, quit acting like the dead, the unsaved. And Christ will give you light, insight as to what is right and what is wrong. He says that to the unsaved people of this world. Well, on the other hand, this verse could also be admonishing the unsaved to wake up and pay attention to what God tells and says and arise from the dead. The Bible teaches that before a person accepts Christ as Savior, they are dead in trespasses and sins. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." That means the people who are saved right now, they were dead in trespasses and sins, but now he's quickened them. He's made them alive. And that person who's unsaved today, they're dead in trespasses and sins. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13, "And you, being dead in your sins," that's the unsaved person, "and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened," he's made alive, "together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." That person who's unsaved is dead in trespasses and sins. But once they get saved, God makes them alive. It says, "hath quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Well, therefore, the person who is dead in trespasses and sins needs to arise from the dead. And the way a person arises from the dead is to realize Christ shall give thee light. Christ said in John chapter 8 and verse 12, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." That's another indication that Christians should be doing the things of God and not doing the things of the world. Christians should be living as they are saved, because they are saved. Christians should be listening to the voice of God and following Him and doing the things that God wants them to do in all righteousness. Now, once again, an unsaved person cannot be righteous until they are saved. An unsaved person cannot do good until they get saved. In fact, the Bible says that anything that the unsaved person does is as wickedness in the sight of God. That hurts some people's feelings, but people's feelings need to be hurt in order to wake them up. Awake, thou that sleepest, arise from the dead. Now, what God says, and what does he say to all people in Ephesians 5:14? "Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Just as Jesus called Lazarus to live, he calls all to live, to arise from the dead. And no man can arise on their own. It must be Jesus who raises a person to life and enable them to walk in newness of life. Now we read about Lazarus, a man the Bible teaches us that Jesus loved. His sisters, Martha and Mary, Jesus loved this family. Well, there came a time when Lazarus died. And I'd like to read John chapter 11 and read a few verses down through here where it talks about Lazarus. It talks about our Lord John 11:11 says, "These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth." This is Jesus speaking. He says, "But I go that I may awake him out of sleep." John 11:25, Jesus said unto her, "Martha." Now this is after he met Martha. Now Lazarus was dead, and Jesus speaks plainly in verse 14 of John 11. He says, "Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead." He told him he was sleeping. And isn't that something, how that the Lord describes a person who's died and gone on, that person who is saved, how that it's likened to sleeping? Now, I do not believe for one moment the person who is in Jesus Christ, who has trusted him, sleeps. I believe that person is alive with our Lord. But in order to ease the person who's left behind of that loved one is going on, it's as though that person has fallen asleep. And I will say to a person who I'm standing at the gravesite with, I will say that person is simply going on to be with the Lord. That person is with the Lord right now. And it's as though that person has fallen asleep in the Lord. But that person who's going on to be with the Lord, they're never more alive until they are with the Lord. Jesus said unto her, that's Martha in John 11:25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." And then John 11:43-44 says, "And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go." You see, this is not just a story about Lazarus. It is an account of one who was dead, and because of Jesus, he was raised alive. There were witnesses who saw the raising of Lazarus, according to John chapter 12 and verse 17. It says, "The people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of the grave, out of his grave, and raised him from the dead, bear record." There were witnesses who saw this take place. Many times, we get into the habit of saying, when we read something in the Bible, such as Lazarus being raised from the dead, we say that it is a story. We look at Job, how that Job went through many trials, how that he was tried of the devil. He lost his family. They were killed. And his wife even told him to curse God and die. And many times we look at that account and we say it's a story. But you see, when we say it's a story, it's just like make-believe. It's not simply a story. It is an account of what has taken place in this world. When we read a story, it is an account of what God has done and what he's doing, past, present, and future. And when we read of Lazarus being raised from the dead, it is an account of the dead being brought back to life. And when I read of a person getting saved, that person has now been brought to life. You see, when we get saved, the Bible says that we have eternal life. Many times we think, well, that eternal life is going to begin when I do fall asleep in the Lord, when I do die in this life and the breath of life leaves me. But you see, we have eternal life the moment that we trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That's something to get excited about, that we have eternal life right now. We don't have to wait for the breath of life to leave our bodies to have eternal life. We have it right now. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." God sent his only begotten Son into this world that those who would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting, eternal, everlasting life. That's how a person gets saved and stays saved, because of Jesus Christ. Eternal life.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.